We did it.
You did it.
Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
Live in my living room.
I just had, you know, just threw this on today. She said, come over. Come over. You have to come over now. We have to do this now. So this is all I had.
I said, look normal. Maybe even, you know, be comfortable. We're going to fireside chat it for a little bit.
Did I miss the mark?
Did I stutter?
I'm sorry. This is my normal daily look. I don't know. Do you not?
Well, technically, that's my prom dress that Carly has had in her house for 4 years.
If it fits, I sits. Okay? And it fits. So I be sits. Okay?
Okay. Well, can we just, for a second, describe what's happening here? So...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm cold.
This prom dress, it was my... You're cold? Is that what you just said?
I had to cover myself. I'm a little chilly.
This amazing glitter semi-ball gown is from Deb.
Deb.
Do you remember Deb?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I was just getting into character from when I used to shop at Deb.
It's the same character as now. If it were here, I think you would still... I think it still exists somewhere.
I don't think so.
No?
I think it went where stores go to die, just like Contempo Casuals and 579.
Oh, 579.
And Limited 2. And
Limited 2 doesn't exist anymore?
No, the brand does. You can buy it. Like, Melody has some Limited 2 clothing, but there's no Limited 2 store. You know what I mean? Like, the brand exists, but there's no actual...
You can't walk in.
This is random, but Party City's closing.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
I just saw that. I think this week I saw that.
Like, all the stores are closed. There's going to be nowhere to physically shop anymore.
Did you want to go to Party City and stand in line?
I went there 3 times this week.
Did you want to go to Party City?
I went there 3 times. No, just because, like, Babies R Us. Like, you can't just go buy a present for a baby shower anymore. Like, you have to order it online. Listen, these are the things you don't think about. When you're running out of the house in your ball gown and you have somewhere to go real quick, there's nowhere to go.
I like that you chose this outfit, but didn't change your necklaces. The array of, there's a turtle in there on a silver chain. There's a Italian stallion gold.
Listen, I ran out of my house like this.
Put your eyelashes away. Okay. So this is episode 101. We gave everyone a big get ready. New things are coming in episode 100 last week. And I would be remiss and lying to all of you if we told you that we did this ourselves.
Oh, wait. No, I don't think anybody thinks we did this by ourselves. They know us.
At this point. Yeah, that's true. So we, Pedro, we have had help setting all of this up, and it will eventually evolve and change. So this is day one, which I think is how we kind of described what was going to go on.
Yeah.
We jumped in with 2 feet. We had no idea how.
As usual.
Carly literally doesn't know how to jump in. She's wearing platform Uggs now.
I'm sorry. Is that not, does this not go?
It's giving me Cinderella story.
I've never seen that. I know. Is that Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
And the best, I love her. Everyone does impersonations of her. Best in show.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer
Coolidge.
Coolidge?
Coolidge?
Coolio.
Coolidge. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have many ball gowns to be worn that I cannot wait to wear.
So the goal is to get all of this out of the way so we can see them more appropriately and properly. I will always be in sweatpants.
And I will always be dressing naturally.
She's going to regret that in like 2 weeks.
No.
Oh, this is natural.
This is natural.
This is natural.
I don't understand what I did wrong.
Nothing. No. This is perfection.
This is also coffee, by the way.
Just so you know. But she is making spirits bright, which is what it says. So So yeah, in any case, we are jumping in. We are going to change and switch things up, and it's always going to look different until it's exactly the way that I want it to be, is basically how it's going to work.
And I'm just here.
But we're just... I'm just excited to get this ball rolling because I think...
Ball rolling. Because I'm in a ball gown.
You should have come in a mermaid fin.
There's so much time for that.
Yeah, she's more of an Ariel than a Cinderella. She does not like to scrub the floor.
Oh God, no.
But she will
sing for my dinner
into a fork.
Yeah.
So we do have things to actually talk about today, not just Carly's outfit of choice. And we're gonna get into it.
You said be yourself. I'm myself.
Maybe we can follow you around
throughout like a day in the life.
A day in the life. Mm-hmm. And watch you go to the mall. And Kohl's.
I've been to the mall so many times in the past 2 weeks.
And Wawa.
Yeah.
Okay. In this outfit.
All right. I like that idea. Cool.
The opportunities are limitless and frightening.
Limitless, yes. I was thinking you said the opportunities are limited, but you said limitless.
They're limited.
And then I was thinking unlimited, and then I went through that in my head, but you said it right. They are limitless.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
For letting us in on that little journey.
Well, see, here's the thing. Now you can see my reaction to what's going on in my head when she talks.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm a little bit afraid of. Because I don't think people ever understand the sometimes sheer anxiety I have when you're talking, or the confusion.
When
or
I'm
the
talking?
Complete unknowing what we're talking about. And now you're all going to be able to see it. So we're going to try and disguise it in my ball gown so you're not looking at my face.
You're just tucking it in.
Yeah, I'm tucking it real deep down like I do all my issues and problems. And now... Now you're going to be able to see them live.
Great.
Okay. That's what I'm scared about.
It's a more well-rounded picture.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
I loved the fake picture you guys all had of me, that I had it together.
It was fit to be real, kind of.
Kind of.
And a little extra, definitely.
Fit to be real for the most part, and a lot extra always.
Yeah.
That's where we're renaming the podcast.
That's a lot of words. That's a lot of words, but that's okay. So, yeah, we do have some real things to talk about. And by we, I mean me, mostly. Per use.
Only per use.
But, you know, just like everything else, you don't know who we are, so we have to tell you our names. We're going to keep the setup the exact same way.
Love it.
It's all we know. So I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
I wish I could zoom in right now on your face.
Hey like guys.
No. Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Carly. I just did it on repeat. You don't have to zoom. You can just watch it again.
Yep. Okay. Guess what we're going to talk about today?
Wait, I love the title of this.
Doing my best?
No, what we're talking about today. Okay.
Well, she gave me this book for Christmas. It says doing my best. So let's hope that this is my best. The title of today's podcast, I had to write everything down. This is how it always has been. You just didn't get to see it. What your clothes say about you according to science.
I mean, how appropriate.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I ran out of my house like this. I didn't even know. I didn't even know what we were talking about today. It just so happens.
Yeah. We're very lucky. Like, I do consider us blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Is that what they do? Is that what the kids do?
I don't think so.
Hashtag blessed.
But you whipped that out pretty quickly. Can you whip the heart out? You know how they do the heart with the fingers?
Yeah, hold on.
Mm-mm.
Here's the church.
That's a
teepee. Here's the steeple. Put it together and here's all the people.
No, and now we have to correct it.
There we go. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Turn it around. And see all the... That's not it.
No, it's this.
Here's the church.
Here's the steeple. open it up and see all the people.
Yep.
We're okay. We're all right. We're not, though, because the holidays just passed and it feels like we missed it.
Every single year. Every single year.
Yeah. I feel like it was a whirlwind, but the day, like Christmas Day was really long and New Year's Eve was really long just because you start so early. Yeah. I mean, Christmas Eve, sorry. Because you start so early and by the time you get to the end of the night, you're like, oh, wow, I've been up for a really long time. But it was so much fun that it was a whirlwind and time went too quickly and I feel like I missed it.
And I did the thing that I have been doing the past couple years where I stopped and I was like, enjoy this. This is fun.
Did you?
Like, yeah. And it still didn't make a difference. Oh. I'm still overly exhausted. Like, I missed it. Like, I want to go back and do it again. Like, I wanted it to be even slower. Yeah. And it just is never going to change.
It might. As your kids get older, it might.
No, but I like it. Like, I like the time right now. I love watching them open presents and I love sitting there with my coffee and being like, oh, I think you should open that one first. And them not really realizing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's, they're just going to get older and it's going to change. I'm trying to like press pause and it's not happening.
But now you all can, for the visual, press pause at any time. She'll just do these peace fingers, tongue out things frequently for your enjoyment.
When I'm uncomfortable,
we're going to end up doing a drinking game. Give me a few weeks to figure all this out and then we'll have some fun with it for sure. But let's actually get into it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there are five different ways to dress that reflect an emotional response or reason for why you dress that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I, in being the only one who knows what we're talking about, I fall in a few of these categories. Like, I can't say that I'm like, I'm 100% only this style and that makes total sense for me. I'm like, yeah, but I do that. Oh, and I do that. And I do that. I don't do this.
Is there not like an option where somebody like, oh, scientist says you are savagely annoying. And I fall into that category. There's not like 100% I am this one. Scientists don't call.
We're gonna make our own scientific observation at the end. So the first one's oversized clothes. And that's also like a trending style.
It's one of my favorites.
Yes, but at the same time, you also wear no clothes.
Yeah. So I might fall into a couple different categories, but I love wearing humongous sweatshirts and humongous sweatpants.
Yeah. I don't.
You also like wearing no clothes.
You do. Well, if anybody has come to our CFIT classes, Carly takes the crop shirts that we make and then cuts them shorter. Because why not?
Because it's a style.
I can't get more fabric on my body in that moment.
And you're very different.
Yeah. So oversized. Yeah, it's the oversized sweatshirt, oversized sweatpants. I would even...
Sorry.
Yeah. Your tool.
Sorry.
Is so loud.
You just call me a tool.
You are.
Sorry, I'm cold. Cold.
Nope. Go so far as that it's not just like the comfortable oversized look. It's oversized sweater dresses, like for a nice event. It's oversized anything, right?
But everybody wears an oversized sweater with like the skirt now. And sneakers. That's like their thing. Oversized sweater.
I wore a baggier sweater with like a really nice skirt for Christmas Eve.
Yeah. And everybody at church had that on too. Some sort of fuzzy oversized sweater with a satin skirt and flats.
That's
and,
my outfit.
Exactly. Yeah. But I also think the biker shorts with the enormous t-shirt is never going to go out of style. And that's so 80s. That's like 80s aerobics.
Yeah.
With the big chunky socks, which is coming back now. It's been back. Chunky sneakers, chunky socks, biker shorts, and an enormous sweatshirt or t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, let's figure out why that happens. So people who dress like this struggle to let people in.
Mm.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The clothes create a sense of physical and emotional protection.
Right? Yeah,
like a wall, and you guard yourself from vulnerability and scrutiny. So there's a bit of insecurity there too. obviously.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I agree.
There's going to be a lot of self-reflection here today.
Because I'm thinking, why do I wear baggy t-shirts with biker shorts? But it's when I'm not feeling great, or it's when I'm like
comfort. I do think there's something wrong with wanting to be comfortable. Clearly, you can be comfortable in anything.
I could take a nap in this. This is daily.
That's called exhaustion
and
fatigue and overstimulation.
That's true. Right?
You would know that if you went to therapy. But we're going to move on to number two.
Okay.
Clothes that have a lot of words or specific words or print.
Yeah.
Like loud. Basically loud clothes.
Uh-huh.
I like a good t-shirt that is funny, that you like cut as a crop or something like that. Carly likes a cheetah.
I like a cheetah. But as you're saying that, I also like, we're designing clothes at the moment because we don't have enough to do. So Victoria was like, what can we do to make ourselves busier for no money? And so we design clothes now. And she goes for
for C-Fit.
For C-Fit. Guys, please. This is from our personal, this is our new style.
Please don't contact us.
No. For C-Fit only. But Victoria likes a busy pattern. I do not.
Yeah, we're very different.
Like, she loves a lot. And I'm like, no, just the one of the one.
You're beige.
Yes.
And I am loud and proud.
Yeah. Black and white are my go-to colors. Like, I am not allowed.
Yeah.
Right?
But I wear, that's all I wear, really. I just like, I like the creative design of other options. Right. I don't know. It's, that one's hard for me.
When you say loud clothes, what I'm thinking of is like the big sweatshirt with Donald Duck in four blocks. Donald Duck, Mickey, Goofy, and like Minnie Mouse. In neon colors at
Disney
World.
Is red, but they're silhouetted in blue.
That's
and
what
then
I'm thinking
green.
Of. Yeah. And that's not me.
I don't like how you smiled and said that and then took it down.
But if there was a black and white sweatshirt like that, I would totally wear that.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good description.
So what are people that wear loud clothing?
You like to argue.
Yeah. No, that's not me. I'm thinking of myself, not of any of you. I'm only thinking of myself.
But no, it's true. Like, you don't. No. I would kind of debate the word argue and say you wouldn't be afraid to stand up for yourself or maybe do a moment of controversy. Or what was the word that's not controversial that you should be, that you have a hard time?
Confrontation.
No.
Oh.
The word that's not confrontational.
Standing
or controversial.
Up for
what's that word called that we did a whole episode on? That you need to be more of. And I...
Strong.
No. Yes, but no. Assertive.
Assertive. No, I never would have gotten there. I'm just letting you know.
I know, because you always say, but I don't want confrontation. And I say, it's not confrontation. It's you saying, hey, this is what I want.
Yeah.
I would much rather do this. I'm sorry that you don't agree.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and I'm
so
not like that.
I'm going to choose to say that argue with this loud clothing option could mean assertive, not necessarily... arguing.
Right. Okay.
Bold or vibrant prints often use their clothes as forms of self-expression, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If there's a phrase or, you know, a funny meme. I mean, everybody's putting memes on t-shirts these days.
I have a neon Selena t-shirt that I absolutely love.
Pick a side.
Sorry.
We don't get it.
But I don't wear it. But I love to have it in my closet.
Do you wear it to bed?
I do. I wear it to bed.
It's like in the comfort of your own home.
I like to be assertive when no one can see.
She likes to express herself quietly. So statements on these shirts or any type of clothing might reflect beliefs, humor, personality that signal a readiness to engage with other people.
Okay.
Because if you're going to wear, I mean, it's true. If you're going to wear any type of shirt that might be funny or like I have a lot of Harry Potter shirts.
Yeah.
People will say something about it.
Yes.
And that's okay to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, you like it too. Cool. Move on. Carly is a little bit more of like,
don't talk to me.
Yeah, no, we're not in the same room right now. Don't talk to me.
No, I'm too.
Everything you're saying and everything you're doing are two very different things.
I'm just finding a new way to wear the sash, change up the dress a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, you are correct. I do not want somebody to come up and comment on my t-shirt.
And I'm like, all I do is that if I'm out in public. I'm like, hey, I really like your dress. And I'll keep walking.
Oh my God. She is the compliment queen.
But why not? Can we talk about it? Why not? If who knows what that person's going through and they chose, maybe they're really self-conscious in that dress and they're like, but I really wanted to try to wear it tonight. Like what? And I complimented them and then they feel really good about themselves.
Yeah, no, I get the idea and I think you're great.
I'm gonna punch you on screen.
But that's not me. I like to hide.
Number three, hoodies. Who doesn't love a hoodie? Me. First of all, me. I like a crew neck. Oh my God,
she doesn't. She's not like a hoodie.
I have too much hair. The hood, look, it's too much. But a crew neck I like. So a hoodie, I'm going to say it also goes for crew necks, even though we're going to talk about the hood part.
I have an entire wall of hoodies that I now have too many and I have to stack them underneath.
We're going to do a walkthrough of Carly's closet on an episode.
Oh, can't wait for that. Let me know ahead of time so I can.
Nope. It should be how it is all the time.
Real. Just like me.
And it's extra. Extra. So if you are a...
I just hit my elbow.
You sure did.
I'm not used to hitting my elbow.
We heard the elbow hit loud and clear.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's good. You like people if you wear hoodies all the time, but you value your own personal space.
Why? How? You wear a hoodie and that says I like people?
I think it's because you're comfortable. So that there's something with a hoodie that it
gives you confidence or like.
No, but if no, there's something if someone wearing a hoodie that they look happy in. I think there has to be some sort of expression of ease. It's not necessarily confidence, but it's, you know.
Well, when you're comfortable, you might be more approachable, I guess. Right. Yeah.
Approachable. That's the word I couldn't find. Approachable. But you also want to wear that in the confines of your own home on the couch by yourself, not talking to anybody.
Right? It's the best.
Yeah. I'm going to make that sound good. So I hope that worked. So the hood, though, the hood attached to the hoodie has a representation as well.
Cool.
And it acts as a symbolic shield, offering the option, because you can put it down, to retreat from the world. Like, ooh. Which really means, like, if you're putting a hood up, you're going to try to hide.
Right.
I think it goes for, like, a hat as well. Carly likes to wear hats to the grocery store so she doesn't talk to people.
I mean.
Even though you look exactly the same.
I have been told many times that I look homeless when I go grocery shopping. You know who you are. And I do. Because I don't want anybody to talk to me.
She said, you know who you are. Well, that was one. I'm not going to lie. That was one of my favorite things about
COVID.
COVID,
yeah.
You would have a hat on, a hoodie on, and a mask.
You could only see people's eyes.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
We sound like we don't like people, and it's true.
Depends on the day.
We're just not the extrovert, I think, that people think that we are.
I'm 100% overstimulated introvert.
Yeah. And I'm an ambivert. We've gone through this before. Yeah. But it's not that we don't like people. We do like people. But at their certain times of the day, we are very introverted.
I just want to rewind for a second. Okay. You remember the word ambivert, but you cannot remember how to be assertive? Ambivert. You just pulled out.
I'm very self-conscious. This is what I wear when I'm self-conscious.
Number four, overdressing for any occasion. And or all occasions.
Me.
I
overdress.
Don't think that's true. You think that's true?
What? Oh my gosh, yes. I think I overdress.
Well,
most times.
Here's what I think. I don't think you overdress. I think you have two versions of yourself.
Yeah.
I think there's a New York City version of Carly from living in New York, number one. And also that's just you're a very Sex in the City at heart.
Yeah.
Because you like different fashions. If you saw what she wore to some of our Christmas parties this season, you'd agree. But you also know your environment, which is unfortunate because it doesn't really blend in Delaware County.
I told you that somebody said to me when I moved home, it must have been like a year or two after I moved home from New York, and we were out and I was wearing something. I think I've said it on here before. And they said, oh, is that from your New York fashion? And I was like, no. This is just the shirt that I like. And they're like, oh, that's like very you in New York. And I was like, oh, I didn't need, no, I needed a New York closet and you don't. A Delco closet.
You don't.
But that's how I felt. Yeah, you're yeah. like, oh my God, is that you in New York?
Because it had like patchwork or something. Yeah. Some rock and roll in the back.
Yeah.
Or...
And I was like, oh no, I just love it. But then it really like clicked and I was like, okay, I can wear this to these specific occasions with these people and I have to wear this. And not dumb it down. I mean, dress it down for these people who might think that that's way too fancy for their.
Which is just a projection of their insecurity onto you. So don't let that projection become your own insecurity.
Well, I just saw a meme. You know how I like to talk about memes? I saw a meme this morning of somebody with a humongous disco ball head.
Yeah.
And it was like, when somebody tells me to dim my light, and it's like this guy in a suit dancing crazily with an enormous disco ball on his head because he's like going extra now that somebody told him to like chill. And it's hysterical. And yeah. That's how I felt because I was like, oh God, I got to like get a new closet then.
But you don't.
Right. I was like 25 yeah. at the time.
Carly tries to dim my light every day.
Every day. Oh my God. And it shines so freaking bright.
Except you keep buying me clothes with lots of colors on it. So
because I know that's what you like, I want you to dress how you like, no matter what I think. And if you...
Raise your hand if you believe her. Raise your hand if you believe her.
No, it's funny. We try and dim each other's light.
You are a ball... You're a ball of confusion. And yes.
Yeah.
And yes. I'm just kidding. That's not true. Hold on. So overdressing. This is about to get real.
Oh God.
Yeah, okay. this one's serious. You often feel not good enough. I know. Consistently dressing up, even when the situation doesn't call for it, may suggest a deep-seated desire to make a strong impression or compensate for feelings of inadequacy.
Wait, hold up. I object.
Ding, 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 ding.
I object because.
Sustained. Moving on.
What's wrong with dress? Listen, you haven't seen my closet, but I love clothes. And if I don't wear them, where do I get to wear them? I don't go to fancy things all the time. So I just have to wear them.
I don't find a problem with it. I don't think this is necessarily 100% true. I think all of this is situational and individual. So I don't think that pertains to you. I think there is something to you of just liking fashion and liking to like what you like and wanting to look like a real housewife all the time.
I walked in the other day and she said, a real housewife. And I was like, yes.
Which outfit was that? Your pajamas?
No, it was my big fur coat, leather and fur coat, and it was like up to my neck and it has belts hanging from it.
It was army green yes. and white Sherpa.
Yeah. And it's down to my ankles.
Down to her ankles. She looked like a nutcracker.
With my Gucci sunglasses on and a hat. That's right.
Yeah. No, not a nutcracker. I've got tired brain, but the guys who stand outside of Buckingham Palace with the big tall hats.
The guards. The guards at Buckingham Palace.
Very good.
Thank you.
You look like them when they're wearing their winter coat on.
Yes.
That just
And I yep. love dress like as much as I love a hoodie and sweatpants, that to me I'm like, ah. I yeah. could dress like Sex and the City every day and I would be happy. But then if I actually had to do that every day, I'd be like, man, all I want to do is wear sweatpants.
Yeah, because not everybody is like, it's not black and white.
Yeah.
There's a gray area. You live in the gray area. The beige. You live in the beige area. Mm-mm-mm. I don't necessarily think you're trying to compensate for anything, but I do think you would prefer to look nice to something you're going out to yes. than to underdress.
Yes. I hate being underdressed. Yeah. I would much rather... We had a girls' night back when I lived in New York and it was home and they all, as soon as I walked in, the first thing they said was, ah, what's she wearing today? And I was like,
did you get new girls? Because
I sort of.
God, was it me?
No, you weren't there. You might have been there. But I just felt, I was like, oh, I was wearing like a sweater and sweatpants. It wasn't a hoodie and sweatpants. It was like a cute sweater and sweatpants. Yeah, yeah. And they were like, we knew you'd dress up. And I was like, damn.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you have to kind of start to let them.
Let them.
I like how you said it. It matches the dress the way you said that. And I'm the opposite. I'm this last one, which is number 5, and it's underdressing.
Yes.
Which also is like problematic for a lot of different reasons.
Let's hear your problems.
Not as many. This means that you never feel like you truly fit in.
Yeah.
So like, why try?
Yeah. So just stop trying.
Yeah. Give up.
Give up.
My outfit says, I'm giving up. That's usually what my outfits say, actually. And you're rebelling against societal norms.
Those both are you.
Yeah. I think conditions are stupid. And I'm really trying to work hard to break them. However, fashion-wise, I've never had a problem with it.
What do you mean?
The societal norm is like, I don't care if somebody doesn't like what I'm wearing or if I'm overdressed or underdressed or have a bunch of things like colors. Nothing matches. No. I don't care if I match.
Cow print, horse t-shirt, alien bucket hat. No, she doesn't care.
I own all of those things.
Oh, I know. I can picture them in my mind.
Probably worn them all at the same time. If not, I will now to prove a point.
So, but here's the other thing. You don't wear them to prove the point.
No.
Because I do know people that wear stuff outlandish because they're trying to like put it in somebody's like the
stick
world.
Stick it to them.
Stick it to the man or something. She just genuinely likes an alien t-shirt or
why not?
A cow print bell bottom. Like not so much anymore, but when you were little, you did.
I wish I had kept them. I'm not going to lie.
But she doesn't do it to stick it to anybody. She's just like, oh, I like that. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah. And I'm not, I mean, nobody's super human. I do know that I'm making myself vulnerable in situations for like judgment of other people. I just don't care. Yeah. Well,
I'm raising my hand.
That's really all who I was talking about. I'm going to be completely honest. But I don't care. Like what I'm wearing shouldn't matter to anyone else. If it's not harming someone else, and if I'm really not wearing it to like protest or you know, right. do something like that, who cares? If yeah. I don't like cheetah print, right? I don't own any cheetah print or pink. I don't really wear pink.
Okay. Well, you don't like your niece.
They're my only two. I don't like wearing it. I don't like people who wear it. But to bring it back to what we're actually talking okay. about, I think there's a piece of underdressing where it's like, well, I'm not going to fit in with what this is because I am not like these people. So I'm going to wear what I want to wear and I want to be comfortable is accurate. But at the same time, I don't own a lot of nice things.
Well, because you don't go out a lot. You really don't. You have been more, but like your lifestyle, you don't go to like some people go to weddings and that's their job. They are a wedding
like professional wedding guests.
Yes. I was going to say wedding goer, but you said it better. They are a wedding goer.
I'm going to go into the wedding.
So they have they just have a closet full of rehearsal dinner stuff and weddings. Yeah. We're not those people. You don't have that kind of stuff. Like I had to buy her for her birthday, a funeral jacket. She didn't have a jacket to wear to funerals. So we don't go to a lot of funerals, but when we do go, she has nothing to wear. So she asked me for a funeral jacket. So I had to buy her a pea coat that was like nice, but also like it wasn't too nice. And I said, here, happy birthday. Here's a funeral jacket. You can now go to funerals.
I've worn it to other things than funerals so far because I haven't been to a funeral since October or since my birthday.
Yeah.
But yes, because I would rather own sweatpants.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of sweatpants. I have a lot of sweatshirts and like oversized t-shirts, I guess.
Yeah. You are a couple of those. I would say I'm two. You're a little bit of a lot of them.
Story of my life. Searching for the right. I mean, and I also think this isn't like foolproof.
Yeah. It's like a personality quiz. It's not like.
It's personal.
It's quiz. What your personal opinion is. My personal opinion is I love to dress up when I can, when I'm allowed to dress up, when it calls for it. And I love to be in my pajamas for 5 days straight like I have been.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah. I'm a go big or go home. Like I'm a ball gown or
naked.
Bedtime.
Naked.
Naked. I don't wear a lot of clothes to work out, but that is true.
Yeah, what's the science behind number 6?
What's number 6?
Slutty. What's that science?
I think there's too many issues behind that one to get into. So they were just like, you know what? We'll just stop it at 6.
Yeah.
Or 5. We'll just stop it there because we can't get into the traumas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Too much. Too much. I just, listen, the only reason we're bringing that up is because now you can see us.
Now you see us.
And maybe you will stop seeing us.
And then you won't.
And then you won't. But, it, you know, again, that's the point of this, is that when we record this is middle of a work week. I will be coming from something else. You'll be going to something else, most likely.
I'll be in this.
Well, you are going to go to your children's lunch hour at school. So it's very possible she will be wearing this.
Like this.
Yep. Or leather pants.
Oh my God, somebody texted me. We were doing a show the other month and she was like, oh, do I have to go out and buy leather pants? I said, are you kidding me? I have 8 pair of leather pants in my closet. I will lend you a pair of leather pants. I love clothes. I love clothes.
Ask me how many I own.
How many leather pants do you have?
Okay. So how many t-shirts do I have is the real question. I don't own leather pants. That's crazy. I'm sweating, listening, thinking about it. Like, I'm a furnace.
You are a furnace.
And Carly can't be cold enough or, like, warmed up enough.
I feel great right now, but I'm a little chilly, so I'll put this on. A little chilly. I'll put my sash on.
But why are you talking like that to do it?
Because you have to talk like that when you have a sash.
Oh.
You change. You have to change. I'm a chameleon in my clothes.
Why can't your ball ground sash be, like, Anastasia?
I don't know why my ball ground can't be that.
Damn it. I didn't think you would do it.
Nah.
Anyway, we hope that you kind of had the same sentiment that we do. Stop it. I saw it out of my peripheral. No peace fingers. Have the same sentiment as we do when it comes to how you express yourself, which is just do what you like and don't care about the rest. Stop it.
I'm sorry. Wait, this Victoria, this is her dress and she has a bigger chest than I do. And it was sitting like this. So thank you. I had a uniboob and the boob was right in the center. I had to move the... I'm not used to having cups because I don't have a chest. So, but it was literally like this.
Carly can't say breasts or boobs. So that's why. That's basically why.
Sorry. I had to fix my upper body.
We're okay. We're going to be okay. But yeah, this is going to be a big part of it where we're coming and where we're going is not going to be altered by this podcast because that wouldn't be real, right?
No. We can't do that. We have
tell us more.
We have schedules to keep to.
Well, I do. I mean, yeah, I feel like there's a lot. I mean, we say it all the time. I'm going to say it again until we're, you know, blue in the face or in the dress. That there's no like fakeness here. Like, maybe there's podcasts where they have to get ready and there's the point of it is to look professional or have, you know, a character or whatever like this. This is it. What you see now is what you get. It was what you hear is what you get. Now it's what you see is what you get as well as what you hear.
And to be, I'm going to be honest with you. You might think that this isn't real, but this is real. For me, this is pretty real.
This is real.
It is. This is not a character. Well, a little bit it is because I'm wearing Victoria's dress. It's not mine, but
should be. It has glitter. Like, how cool is I?
But whatever I wear will be how I'm feeling that day.
Oh, things are about to get manic. Spazzy, manic. They'll change every day. I will look like I just got out of bed, most likely every single episode. But I will do my best. I will do my best.
Right. Your book said it.
It says
it. Your book says doing my best. There it is. Doing my best.
So yeah, episode 101 starts a brand new chapter. I'm terrified.
No one's going to say Dalmatians. Neither of us are going to mention like or make a joke about.
Why?
Because it's 101 Dalmatians.
Oh. Make the joke.
Dalmatians. It's dead now. It's dead. 101 Dalmatians. You killed it. Just like Cruella de Vil.
wanted to kill the dogs. Okay. She'll learn. So this is us signing off. This is it.
Yeah.
This was just an introduction for all of us, and I'm really excited about how it's going. However, I just had a heart attack that our producer in the back didn't tell me how to turn it off.
Stop. Hit stop, he said. Hit stop.
Hit stop. Just remember, you're always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay?
Okay, bye.